Hey, real quick before the hostess for today jumps in, somebody get in their mind who will be able to take Miss Beverly's place. I believe she was praying third. And with that said, I will pass the call to our host for today. Do we have one?
Is there someone? I'll take it.
Thank you, B. Okay, so we don't have a hostess for today or a host for today.
Today's Tuesday, isn't it?
Well, you know what? The thing is about it, I'm on mute. I'm just talking, and it's like, why are they talking over me? Okay.
We weren't trying to. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay, I'll start again. So, good morning, everyone. I am Rosalia Rosanna, your hostess for this morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Are there any first-time callers? If so, would you like to say good morning so we can acknowledge you? Okay, then the events are as follows. Today is Teller Tuesday. Share Christ with someone. Tell them how good God is. Remember, we are in his hands and his feet, and we want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Tonight is TNT Bible study from 6 to 7. Study the word with Pastor Lavelle Jones. You will surely be blessed. And the online prayer requests are as follows. Jamila Cox has a, it is Eugenia Walker for Dorcas Cravens praise report. Thank you for praying for Dorcas Cravens, who had heart surgery. She's home and doing well. The next one is, issues. Oh, man. Hang on a minute. I got to open up the, close it up by accident. The next one is going to be for me, and I need, I'm asking for prayer that God gives me a clear direction in which way I should pursue my educational career. If I should go to Cal State East Bay, then I can come out in the spring of next year. If I should, or should I go to St. Mary's? I know it's going to be a stronger financial request upon me, even though they're going to give me some money for attending with my GPA. But that means I can't come out until the spring of 2017. So I'm not sure what I should do, so I'm asking for clarity on that. The next prayer request is from Deborah Evans for Deborah Evans and Monica Evans and family. She is asking for prayer. Okay, she says that, please pray with me that God will continue to help Monica heal from the passing of her dad. Also pray that Monica gets better with time management. Also pray with her that the false alarm bill that she received in the mail the other day will be waived. Also pray that her unsaved family members will be saved. And the last one is from Dan Mills. Praying for everyone in God's kingdom, saying thank you, God, for our lives. The order of the call is Scripture, Tanya Porter, Declaration, Dion, Prayer, Andrew, Imani. I think I have it correctly. It's Barbara and then Miss D. Once again, it's Scripture, Tanya, Declaration, Dion, Prayer, Andrew, Imani, Beverly, Miss D. And at this time, if you have not done so, please mute your lines so we can have a clear playback as well as the host or hostess does not have to stop and ask someone to please mute their lines. And at this time, I will pass the call to Tanya, and I will meet everyone at the top of the hour. Have a good day.
Good morning, everyone. I'll be reading from the Book of Psalms, chapter 1, in its entirety, and it states, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." May God add a blessing to his already blessed word as I pass the call.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Tanya, for that scripture. It was extremely befitting. Good morning, everyone. And once again, little Miss Nyjah, happy birthday, princess. I pray that God grant you everything your little heart desires. 12 is a very, very special birthday for a young lady, so I just want to that we love you, and I am so glad that you're here this morning with us, and also to the other babies that are on the line. I didn't want to just acknowledge her and not tell you how special and wonderful and important and necessary you are. And I pray that because you guys hear these calls in the morning, it'll make you much greater than us. Okay? I love you guys. So once again, good morning, everyone. I don't believe that we had any new callers. And should we have some on the line listening, God bless you and welcome this morning. I'm excited to share this morning. God had given me this quite some time ago. But as you start to grow and develop, you'll understand that the timing of the Lord is always perfect. And when you... when you are operating in order and structure and when God gives you direction and guidance, he'll let you know when to release certain things. And so the title of this declaration this morning is called The Power of Order. The Power of Order. I'm going to give you guys a really quick second for those that have not yet done so already to make sure that your line is muted. And give you a quick reminder that when you extend the invitation for someone to listen in, make sure that you let them know that if they hear someone speaking, to make sure that their line is muted. I believe that these mornings that God has assigned us to in this season and in this hour are very detrimental to our spiritual growth, to our walk in Christ, and to our ability to be able to move to the next level in where God has for you personally in ministry. And so this morning, just a really quick prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would touch every person under the sound of my voice, God, that you would give them a heart of understanding, God, for your word in Proverbs declares that in all of our getting, we are to get an understanding, God, that it would resonate in their hearts and in their minds, and that it would be a source of something they can implement, something tangible, something that they can use going forward. God, I pray that because your word says, guard your heart with all of your diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, that no one be offended, that none be scattered, Lord God, but that it would send great drawing power, for you said, none can come lest they be drawn. Amen. So this morning, I've been reading a book called The Habits, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Most of you know my sales or my corporate background, and I was blessed to be exposed to some very, very great and strong leaders. And as a result of it, I am a reader. And so some of the books that that I've been able to read have really helped and empowered me with leadership strength and skills. And I don't know if you know it, but I want you to take your right hand, use your index finger or your pointer, as we used to call it in elementary school, and I want you to take it and point it right back to yourself and say, I am a leader. Now, you don't have to say it out loud, but I want you to do it one more time. Put your pointer finger in the air, point it up to our great and awesome King, and shake it right back at yourself and say, I am a leader. The word declares that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And I am also a firm believer that what we hear, what we take in, and what our atmosphere and tonalities are set in our atmosphere is very specific to how we move forward in life and the things that we have the mental ability to capture and to channel and to become. The study this morning is going to come from Judges. I'm just going to skip around and read a few parts because I need you to kind of understand, I guess more than anything, what the crux or the core of this call is about for those that have never really heard me share about it. Again, Judges 6. 7, 8, and 9. Many of you have heard me say on a multiplicity of occasions, process, preparation, position, promise. I'm just going to read a little bit. This is a story about Gideon. It is right after Deborah's assistance to the king and her. Deborah was a prophetess. But Gideon was a very unique leader. One of the things that I love about the word, you can go from the Old Testament to the New on multiple occasions, from Noah and how he was given instruction about the wood, the length and the height and the breadth of the wood that he was to use in building the ark. And you can look at even how Samson and his strength, how he was given very specific instructions about not cutting his hair and not drinking strong drink and so on and so forth. You can even look at Moses and how he was empowered in Exodus to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt and what he was told to do with regard to Pharaoh. And, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and Samuel and David and the cave. And if you are at all a Bible scholar, you've heard those stories in Sunday school or you've heard those stories in vacation Bible school, and they are still very true to this day. When God gives a mandate or has a call on your life, if in fact you have relationship and you're not disconnected, he will give you very specific instructions on things to do. And so some of the things that transpire on the call and some of the order that's necessary on the call, I need you guys to understand kind of what God gave me when he began to share with me what to do, how to do it, and why to do it. And so it says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian for 7 years. And the hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel because the Midianites and the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and the caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And I'm going to skip down to the eighth verse. And then the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel and said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptian and out of the hand of the oppressor, and you drove out before them, and I gave you their land. Right after that, in about the 13th voice, God sent the angel of the Lord to let him know that he had been called. And I won't read all of the story, but God gave Gideon very specific instruction with regard to going to destroy the altar of Baal. And so, again, I'll say process, preparation, position, promise. He was given his order or his mandate of being called, and then he was given instructions on what to do after he was announced the leader of this particular segment of freedom or liberty. And again, it's after the children of Israel come out of Egypt, which meant they were no longer bound, but there were specific folks that God needed on this particular journey. And so I'm going to go down to verse 25, and it says, "And it came to pass in the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, and even a second bullock." Now, mind you, this is when he gives the instruction. So first we had the call. Now we have the instruction. "And it came to pass in the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock." Now, mind you, he's very specific. The second bullock of 7 years old. Now, not only was it the second bullock, but it was the second bullock of 7 years old, down to the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the groove that is by it. So that meant he had to take the second bull that was 7 years old, because at this point they're about to set a fire to create an altar to replace the altar of Baal. Notice how specific God is. "And cut down the groove that is by it, and build an altar to the Lord thy God upon the top of the rock," not on the left of the rock, not on the side of the rock, not behind the rock, but on the top of the rock. And on the top of the rock in the ordered place. Okay, so I'm going to say that again. The second bullock, 7 years old, and then cut down the groove that is by it, and build an altar upon the top of the rock in the place that it was ordered. And take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood and the groove which thou shalt cut down. So now, in order to build the ark, you got to follow very, very specific instructions. There was one thing that we'll kind of be able to relate to, even when we think about the Amalekite, and Tanya, if you'll text me that scripture where they grieved the Holy Spirit and lied about being thieves. I'm just blank because I got a whole bunch of info in my head. Please, ma'am. And so now I'm not going to go into a whole bunch of detail, but I want you to see how very specific God is when he gives an instruction. It is not scattered. There's no confusion. It is very, very direct and matter of fact. Now I'm going to jump over to 33. "Then all the Midianites and all of the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon," now mind you, Gideon being the leader, "and blew the trumpet, and he gathered them together, and he sent a messenger through Manasseh, who also gathered after him and sent a messenger to Asher." And it goes through all these very specific people who were supposed to do a certain thing. "And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool." So now, mind you, get this. Sometimes you're not necessarily sure that you're sure that you're sure. So in this particular chapter, Gideon began to ask God to prove himself in such a way that he wouldn't think he was crazy. Y'all have no idea how many times I've tested God to make sure I wasn't tripping, nor was I doing things in my own power. Now I'm going to go over to 7. Now get this. In 7 and 2, it says, now mind you, at this point, there are 20-plus thousand men with Gideon preparing for battle. So Gideon destroys the altar of Baal. Again, process. He gets, Gideon was given the call. God gave him instructions on how to build an altar to burn down or destroy the altar of Baal. Then thereafter, he gives him specific instruction to go kill the Amalekites and the Midianites and the Amalekites. He gives them instructions to destroy them, right? So now in 7 and 2, and the Lord says to Gideon, the people that are with you are too many. The people that are with you are too many. So now he got 20,000 folks. Now they doubled by two nations, but the Holy Spirit specifically gave instructions that there were too many. Now I'm going to jump down to 4. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people that are with you are yet too many, because he did a specific test. He said, for those of you that are scared, for those of you that are uncomfortable, for those of you that don't believe you can tend, go back to where you came from. You can't go with me. Then he goes down to 4. And after that, there were 22,000 initially, and then only remained 10,000. So now he didn't cut down his folks by 60%. And the Lord came to Gideon and said, there's still too many. There are still too many folks with you. We got to do another sorting scan. So he said, take them down there to the water and let them drink. And then he said, and the ones who bend down on one knee, and the ones who bend down on one knee, send them back. Don't take nobody with you unless they lap the water like they are dogs. Now, I'm summarizing this. So now, again, we had the call. We got the instruction. They won the very first battle, which was not a fight against men, but they tore down the Tower of Baal. And then you got to know the Midianites and the Amalekites were mad, because now they're starting to destroy things that used to be idolized. Then after that, God narrows down those that go with him. It went from 20,000 to 10,000. But get this, and it says, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. That's some cold game. He went from 22,000 to 10,000, from 10,000 to 300. Now, again, they got to go fight two nations. How many of you know there is power in unity? That it doesn't take a whole lot. But the so beautiful part about it is God gave them very specific instructions, and all they had to use was a trumpet. These jokers didn't even have to fight. So now the battle was given them because he followed the instructions to the letter. He didn't negotiate it. He didn't try to sidewind it. He just followed the instruction. Now, again, he received the call. He got the instruction. Now he's got his team together, the ones that are ride or die, the ones that will go with him to the ends of the earth, the ones that really have his back. And I know I'm going to go a little bit over, but it's necessary. So, again, the call, the instruction, the process. Finally, Gideon pursues the escaping king, because now, after they've been given the instruction, he's left with just the 300. They were given an instruction, and all of those that came to fight him killed themselves. They didn't have to fight. All they had to do was blow the trumpet. Now, what I wanted to tie to that, is, again, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's by Stephen R. Covey. The Power of the Paradigm. Now, I don't know who all has been on the line for however long, but you'll notice that the numbers began to change. At one point, we were averaging about 125, 140 every single day. And I remember once Pastor Lavelle said, you know, you have to be careful that it's not swelling. And that's about what happened with the call. The call began to swell, and the Holy Spirit gave me that specific scripture. The people that are with you are too many. You have to cut them back. You have to cut them back. And so then the Lord visually gave me very specifics with who was thirsty, who was ready, who was hungry, who would lap the water up as opposed to bow their knee, because sometimes things just might get in the way. So in this particular book, it's an awesome read if you're a reader. It's an awesome read even if you're not. Very empowering and usually very close to what the word says. So there are our social paradigms. There are, and the word paradigm in and of itself is very representative of your theory or your perception, your assumption or your frame of reference. It's the way you see things, and not visually, but it is how you perceive, how you understand, what your interpretation is. So I'm going to read a little insert of the book. Suppose you wanted to arrive at a specific location in central Chicago. A street map of the city would be a great help in reaching your destination, but suppose you were given the wrong map. Through a printing error, the map labeled Chicago was actually Detroit. Can you imagine the frustration, the ineffectiveness of trying to reach your destination? You might work on your behavior. You could try a little bit harder, be a little bit more diligent, double up your speed, but your efforts would only succeed in getting you to the wrong place much faster. You might work on your attitude. You could think more positively. You still wouldn't get to the right place, but perhaps you wouldn't care. Your attitude would be so positive that you'd be happy wherever you were. But unfortunately, the point is, you'd still be lost. The fundamental problem has nothing to do with your behavior nor your attitude. It has everything to do with having the wrong map. If you have the right map of Chicago, then diligence becomes important. And when you encounter frustrating obstacles along the way, then attitude can make a real difference. But the first and foremost important requirement is accuracy in the map. Each of us has many, many maps in our head, which can be divided into two categories: maps of the way things are or realities, and maps of the way things should be or your values. We interpret everything we experience through these mental maps. We seldom question their accuracy. We usually are even unaware that we have them. We simply assume that the way we see things is the way that they really are or the way that they should be. Now, Dion, how do one have, does one have anything to do with the other? Well, I'm glad you asked. However, I won't have time to discuss it until the call after the call. So I want you to think about what I shared. I want you to process it, and I know it's difficult, but I guarantee if you stay on the line for just a little bit longer, if you get this good prayer deep down on the inside of you, the discussion is going to be incredible today. So I say that. I pray that you heard what I said. There is power in order as I pass the call.
I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. All holy and all wise God, given every good and perfect gift, author and finisher of our faith, as we bow before your holy throne, we thank you. We bring our thanksgiving and our praise to you because you are worthy. We bring our thanksgiving and our praise to you because you are mighty. We bring our thanksgiving and our praise to you because you are loving. We give our thanksgiving and our praise to you because you are supreme. Father God, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for keeping watch over us, Father, when it could have been our last moments on this side of eternity. Father, you bestowed us with more time that we could wait to a new day, a day we've never seen before, a day ripe with possibilities to serve you and to serve you well. We are living, and we thank you. Father God, we thank you for the homes we woke up in. We thank you, Father, that we weren't homeless, sleeping under the stars. We thank you, Father, for our daily bread. We thank you for those who love us, who are near us. We thank you for those that love us from a distance, Father. We thank you for those who are around us and don't treat us well, Father, which gives us more reason to bow our knee before you and seek your help, Father. Seek your face. Seek your counsel. Seek your loving kindness. We thank you, Father, for all that will envelop us today. We thank you, Father, for those souls who are nearest hell that you have intersect our lives, Father. Bless us with the wisdom and the strength and the knowledge to speak a word in season to them, Father, and they may repent from their sins, Father, and turn away from their wicked ways. Father, we thank you for the jobs that you have us go to, Father. Give us the strength, Father, to work as unto you. Forget about the stress, the drama, and the strife that always come with office politics, Father. Help us focus on serving you well and serving other people, our neighbors, who we are commanded to love. Help us, Father, to be the Christians that you would have others see, that we may reflect well on your glory and your presence. Help us, Father, to love each other. Help us to be mindful of the needs of those around us, Father, and to secure them without delay. Help us, Father, to not overthink ourselves more highly than we ought, Father, but help us to love ourselves, Father, as you have loved us. Strengthen us, Father, and keep us. Help us to stay the path, Father. Help us to not stray from your commandments, Father. We know you, we fail you, Father, on a regular basis. We know our works are not perfect before you. We know, Father, our thoughts are not always clean. Help us, Father, to shore up those weak points, Father. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Father. Help us to have no spot, no wrinkle, or any such thing. But we know, Father, that you have washed us in the blood, and you can have us come to you, Father, your throne of grace, faultless because of the Christ. We thank you, Father, for his sacrifice. We thank you, Father, for your love for us, that you would send him. Help us, Father, to not besmirch his witness. Help us, Father, to always hold his sacrifice in high esteem. Help us to not only think about that in Easter, Father, in Resurrection Sunday. Help us to think about that daily, Father, as we examine ourselves and wish and strive to attract others to your kingdom. Father, we love you. We need you. As we seek your face in your word, Father, reveal yourself to us in ways that you haven't before, Father, that we may achieve higher heights and deeper depths in you. We need you, Father God, for those prayers we prayed and waited so long for. Father, we thank you in advance. We thank you, Father, for meeting the need, Father. We thank you for the peace which passes all understanding that you give freely to your children, Father. And we ask that you hear our hearts cry, Father, as we intercede. Bless us and keep us, Father. See us through, as we will praise you continually and lift your name on high. In Christ's name we pray, as I pass the call now.
Our heavenly dwelling, now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we are not found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan in our burden, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you, just thanking you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for the patience of you loving us unconditionally, Heavenly Father, even when we don't love ourselves, Heavenly Father. Thanking you for the last few days that we've had some rain, Father. We've been praying for the rain to continue to bless our trees and our grass, and so all your earthly animals can be able to eat and thirst, and your people, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I just want to continue to thank you for allowing us to get up this morning in our right minds, able body, so we can continue to do your will, Heavenly Father. Waking us up with shelter in our right minds, Father. Some of us had sweet sleep last night, and thank you for that, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I just want to ask you to continue to bless our marriages. Bless each and every marriage that comes before you on this line. Declare victory, Father. I ask you to continue to bless marriage matters, Heavenly Father, where there might be a little small transition, Heavenly Father, that the couples will continue to step up so we can move forward as you see fit, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I just ask you to continue to bless our singles, Father. For those who desire to have husbands, Father, if it's your will, you make it happen, Heavenly Father. But don't let them thirst and go out looking for a mate. You provide the mate for them that you see fit, Heavenly Father, so it can be in your kingdom and your will, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I ask you to continue to bless our unsaved people, Heavenly Father. For those who need to accept you as their Lord and Savior, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I ask you to continue to bless our co-workers, Heavenly Father. All of our co-workers, the ones that we've yet to meet, Heavenly Father, and the ones that we've been working with, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I ask you to continue to lift up all of our families, Father. Our blended families and our families who are in transition, Heavenly Father. Just continue to lift us up, Heavenly Father. Whatever it is that you want us to do, just continue to love our families unconditionally, Heavenly Father, without judgment, even if we don't understand, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, look after our children. They're coming and they're going, Heavenly Father. Bless their little minds, Heavenly Father. Put them at ease, Heavenly Father. If they're foregoing peer pressure, let them know that you are the light and that you love them if no one else does, Heavenly Father, and have the strong mind and will to not to adhere to any peer pressure, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, how much we love and appreciate you so much, Father. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless all of our enemies. God bless our haters, Heavenly Father. Our haters are the ones that keep us going and keep us strong. Bless them, Father. Bless our neighbors, Father, that we can go out and know and meet our neighbors, Heavenly Father, even if it's uncomfortable, Heavenly Father, that we can continue to bless them and pray for them, even if they have different religions and different beliefs. But God says that we should love all, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless those families and friends, Heavenly Father. Bless them, Heavenly Father. Bring them closer together. You make no mistakes, Heavenly Father. You can turn something that is so ugly into something good. I know you can do it, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless my immediate family, Kwame and Solomon and Cedric and Lucy and Marvin, Tracy and Eve. And God, I ask you to continue to lift me up, Heavenly Father. Keep my mind strong and sane, Heavenly Father. Keep you in the forefront of everything that I do, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, as I move forward, I just ask you to continue to bless Dion and her boys, Heavenly Father. Bless their coming and their going, wherever their feet are shed, Heavenly Father. Bless them. Bless them, Heavenly Father. Lift them up and know that they are loved, Heavenly Father. I appreciate you so much for all that you do. For the blood of Jesus, Father, I ask you to continue to put the blood of Jesus around each and every family on this line that the devil can't cross, Heavenly Father. Keep our minds sharp, Father. Don't let the devil get a hold of our minds, Heavenly Father. Keep us strong, Heavenly Father. For those who are considering suicide or just considering that they can't move on, I ask you to lift their head up, Heavenly Father. Whisper in their ear and know that they have a purpose in this life, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, how much I love you. I can't say it enough. And I appreciate you as I pass the call. In Jesus' name.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, continue in prayer, Lord. I just thank you this morning for allowing us to wake up and see another day, Lord. I just thank you for your mercy and your love and your grace, Lord Jesus. Lord, come to you this morning lifting up our prayer request to you, Lord. Thanking you for those positive things that are going on in our lives, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for everything that is going on in our lives because we know that you have a purpose for everything that's happening, Lord. I'm so glad you're in control, Lord Jesus. I'm so glad that you are the leader of our lives, Lord. Lord, I just come this morning lifting up all the church doors that are open in your name, Lord Jesus. Thanking you for our pastors, Lord. I say a special prayer for Pastor Lavelle, Lord Jesus. I just thank you for him, Lord. I thank you for his spirit. I thank you for his obedience. I thank you for his love and his mercy. I just thank you for the man that he is, Lord Jesus. I just lift him up to you right now, Lord. Just ask you to continue to bless him and keep him and allow him to enjoy his vacation this week, Lord Jesus. I just praise his name, Lord Jesus. I lift Pastor Coleman to you, Lord, thanking you for him, Lord Jesus. I ask you to continue to bless and keep him and his family, Lord. I lift all of our churches up to you, Lord. Each church that is open in your name, continue to anoint our pastors to continue to teach us and our minds to be open so we can learn and do it. Not just learn, but do what your word says, Lord Jesus. I know that there's a purpose for everything that happens, Lord. And I just thank you for that, Father. Lord, I lift our cities up to you, Lord. Our mayors and our governors and all the legislation up to you, Father. Thanking you for them, Lord. Asking you to continue to lead and guide as only you can, Lord. Lord, I'm so glad that you make it wrong things come out to be something good for us to love you, Lord, and serve you, Lord Jesus. I lift our president and his family up to you, Lord, thanking you for them, Lord. Those families that are still in bereavement, Lord, I lift them up to you, Lord, asking you to comfort, Father, as only you can comfort, Lord Jesus. I just praise your name this morning, Lord Jesus. My heart is so heavy this morning, Lord, because we're living in such a crazy time, Lord Jesus. But I'm not afraid because I know that you're with me, Lord. Everywhere I go, I just pray that someone on this call was touched by Dion's declaration, Lord, reminding us that there is a process, there is preparation, there's position, and there's promise, Lord. And you keep your promises, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I just lift up our military to you, Lord. I lift up all the nations to you, Lord. Just thanking you, Father, for how you handle things, Lord. It may not be the way we think they should be handled, but they always handled right. Father, I just ask you this morning to continue to bless and guide and lead as only you can. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord. Those requests that were spoken, but there were also unspoken requests, Lord. You know our wants. You know our needs, Lord Jesus. And I just ask you to continue to bless us and keep us, Lord, and allow us to do the things that we need to do in order to honor you, Lord. I just thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, as I pass the call in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we adore your name, Jesus. We lift you up above every situation and circumstances. Well, Father God, your word said, let not the dumb things of the world confound the wise, Lord God. We will not be confounded nor dissuaded, Lord God, or confused by what's going on today. Lord God, your word tells us that there will be wars and rumors of wars, Father God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you left us a plan to follow, Father God, to walk the path that you walk, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for strengthening us and keeping us for this day. As I walk around this parking lot this morning, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for the cool breeze, Lord God. Thank you for the sun is continuing to rise over the state of California, over the other states that are connected to these calls. Bless these United States, Father God, as terrorists began to step up the attacks worldwide, Father God. We pray for those in Paris, Lord God, and we pray for those, Lord God, in those other countries, Lord God, that say they fight in your name. Lord God, I don't understand it, but again, I lean into your word that says, be not confounded by the dumb things of the world. Father God, you are the author and still the finisher of our faith. Father God, so we trust in you, Lord God, above all else. Father God, we know you to be a God of war, but also a God of peace. And we thank you, Lord God, that this battle too is not ours, Lord God, but it is given unto those who follow you. Lord God, we thank you that your word will go forth and cut, Lord God, as it is sent to do, Lord God, to the bone, Lord God, to the marrow, Lord God, of your people, Lord God, who have been called by your name, Lord God. Thank you that we will humble ourselves and continue to pray and seek your face. Turn from our own ways, Lord God, and then you will heal this land. Thank you, Lord God, for the workers, Lord God, who are willingly going out into the highways and byways and still confessing your word in the form, Lord God, of the preachers, Lord God, the evangelists, Lord God, the Sunday school teachers, the empowerment hour teachers. Lord God, we ask you to bless each one, Lord God, and give us the courage to keep speaking your name, Lord God, in the midst of all the adversity. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that as you agonized about things that you had to do, Lord God, that at the end we will say, not our will, but your will be done, Father. As we begin to take our calls off of mute, Lord God, we just lift up your name, Lord God. I thank you for my family this morning, Lord God, as we are going through another mourning period. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that
thank
you keep
Lord.
Us so close to you that one won't fall without the other. I lift up all the families, Lord God, that are mourning this morning. From this coast, Lord God, to the east coast, Lord God, north and south, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Lord,
we lift up every declared victory presence to you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Just thanking you for that presence, Lord. Thank you
for
what you're doing in their lives, Lord Jesus.
Lord God, we thank you that you are a God of
hope. And time
and
comfort, Lord Jesus. Magnify your name, Lord Jesus. Lift up Pastor Valeria Oliver to you, Lord. Thanking you for her, Lord. Ask you to continue to touch her body, Lord.
Heal her body, Lord.
We know then, Lord God, that we will be able to our children, Lord God, and be open to the Lord God and hear their voices, Father God. Not only training them up in the way they show, but also learning from them, Lord God. But your peace has surpassed all understanding for them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us so much that you gave your life. Lord God, you said that if you please, you can draw all men to you.
Lord God, and that's my prayer for today. My past is disrupted. Lord God, we call this Tell It Tuesday. So we're going to lift your name above every situation, circumstance, every person we meet along the way. Thank you, Lord God, that you've given us such a great service. I'm a planner, you are my waterer, Lord God. So thank you, Lord God, that sometimes we fall short on a daily basis, Father God, for taking us to what you have directed us to do. Sometimes you have put people in us in our path, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be strong and courageous, Lord God, that we may be
excited. Yes, Lord.
I pray for the people to call in tonight and listen to Lord God. I will be coming in for the mothers that will be strong and victimized and died in the body of Christ. I pray for those mothers, Lord God, that will come in and share their pain and stay with us. Lord God, I ask you to strengthen them for this long time. I thank you, Lord God, for being able to carry a message to a mother last night. That the murderers of her son were captured, Lord God, that she can rest a little easy now. I thank you for her testimony, Lord God, that only you carried her through this time. I thank you, Lord God, for preparing a place for each one of us to use our gifts, Lord God, the gifts that you put in us, Lord God. Let us not squander them or sit on them or bury them in the sand, Lord God, and be afraid to use them. Lord God, let us open our hearts that you may pull those gifts out and use them to better this place that we live in on.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I adore you this morning. I love you, God. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your holy name, Jesus. Glory, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that your name is excellent.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That you look down, Lord God, from the cross and saw us sitting here today. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, that none of this is foreign to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we may not see the unfolding, Lord God, of the new world that's coming into order, Lord God, but I thank you that we can play an intricate part in building it up, Lord God. For you we live, Lord God, and for you we die today, Lord God. Not confessing for myself, Jesus, that wherever I go, Lord God, that I will be able to lift up your name. Name, Jesus. Let us be courageous and battle this morning, Lord God. For the spiritual warfare, Lord God, help us to suit up and show up this morning with the helmet of salvation, Lord God. Lord God, the breastplate of righteousness, Lord God. The shield of faith and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Girding us with the belt of truth, Lord God. Help us to walk your feet wherever we go, Lord God, starting first in our home and in our relationships, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, hallelujah, that you hold the keys, Lord God, to life and death, Lord God, and death has no sting anymore over our lives, Lord God. We thank you for our relatives and our friends, Lord God, that have chosen you, Lord God, and ask you, Lord God, to continue to walk out with us today, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for application of your word, Lord God. Thank you for being a light on the path this morning, Lord. Thank you that there's no darkness in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise your holy name, Jesus. We magnify your name, Jesus, in sickness, Lord God. And in good health, Lord God. Thank you for the activities of our limbs, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for the sound and stability of our minds this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that we have not been taken under, Lord God, and being drowned by what the news is telling us, Lord God. Let us not be distracted, Lord God, but to stand our post this morning, Jesus. Grounded in your word, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. As our sister just professed, Lord God, about that tree that's planted by the living water, that we do not wither, Lord God, during these days, Jesus. These last days, Jesus, let us not wither, Lord God. Let us be faithful, Lord God, in good doing, Lord God. Let us be courageous in professing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in the face of all terror, Lord God, in the face of our own fears, in our own neighborhoods, in our own communities, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, to walk with us. Thank you, Lord God, for the military, Lord God, that is girding up right now, Lord God.
But you are still our strength, Lord God.
You
slow down our heartbeat. God, you help us, Lord Jesus, to rest in who you are.
God. You help us to rest in who you are, Lord Jesus, because you go before us, because you are our banner, and you are our strength, and you are our guide. Lord Jesus, you have taught our hands how to fight and how to war. Lord Jesus, God,
we put
our emotions in check.
Lord
Jesus,
help us, Lord God, to repent and turn
from what we may hear you. And that we may see you in all things, Lord Jesus. God, we bless you for our place where we are, Lord God. We bless you for our place where we are in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that there is nothing, Lord Jesus, that will overcome us, Lord God. And we put our strength in you. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that in this time, Lord God, we learn how to take up our place, Lord Jesus, because your banner over us is love. And God, that you take care of us and you strengthen us, Lord Jesus. And even though there are Christians who have lost their lives, God, defending our faith, Lord God, we really realize that our place is to pray. Even there are some who say that, you know what, you can't just pray. You got to do something. And we realize that. But I thank you for those who are on the wall. I thank you for the opportunity, Lord Jesus, to intercede for those, Lord Jesus, who can't even intercede for themselves. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for those who don't even know, Lord God, the dangers that are nigh them. God, I bless you for being in these United States of America. God, I bless you for the blessing that you have given us. Lord God, the comfort, the security, God, we bless you for it. God, but I thank you that our hearts are connected to our foreign soil. I thank you that this line is connected to the foreign soil, that there's nothing that happens in the foreign soil that doesn't bother us and move us, God, and puts us in a place of being uncomfortable, Lord Jesus, and that doesn't remind us how blessed we are. God, we thank you for that. This morning, we bless you. We bless you this morning for the opportunity, for the advantage to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for where you have placed us, God. And so we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for where you have placed us. We thank you for where we have positioned us. And we come against the enemy that would try to say that we are negligent. We come against those voices that say that we're not connected, that we're not mindful. God, we bless you for where you have placed us, even the suffering that we've gone through, Lord Jesus. But our hearts cry out today for those who are less fortunate, for those who have lost their lives, Lord Jesus, because we know that it could have been us. It could have been the AMC Theater in Richmond. It could have been the theater in Emeryville. It could have been anywhere, Lord Jesus. It could have been the auditorium in Oakland, or it could have been the theater. It could have been anywhere, Lord Jesus. God, but we bless you today that we have an amount of safety. But we're aware, Lord Jesus, that evil is always present. God, we realize that evil is always present. And we bless you right now for the angels that war on our behalf. Because we don't know all things. We don't. But we bless you today for where we are.
Well, good morning once again, everyone. This is Resilient Rosanna, your hostess. By chance, do we have any new callers that may have joined us during the call? If so, would you like to say good morning?
Good morning. This is Sister Wendy. How are you all?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Wendy.
Okay, just a little bit different. By chance, do we have any little people that joined us on the call a little bit late and like to say good morning? Okay, so then has there anyone else that joined us during the call that would like to say good morning that didn't get an opportunity?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Solomon.
Good morning, Solomon.
Good morning, Solomon.
Good morning, it's Deborah Yvonne.
Hey, Deborah Yvonne.
Good morning, it's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's
Good
Michelle.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Michelle and Wendy.
Cindy.
Or Cindy, rather.
Good morning, it's me, Mary.
Hey, me, Mary.
Good morning, prayer warriors, it's Gail.
Hey, Gail.
It's Rivonda.
Good morning, this is Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Good morning, Brother Cornell from San Francisco.
Hey, Cornell. Anyone else?
Good morning, this is Moni.
Hi, Moni.
Hey, hallelujah. Good morning, Victor Framby, all 300 of y'all.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, baby.
Okay, then, at this time, I'm going to pass the call back over to Dion, but before I do, if everyone would please take the time to either press star 6 or the standard mute feature on your phone, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Everyone have a good one. Dion?
Amen. Thank you again. Thanks so much for Miss Susie being our greeter for today. And for resilient Rosanna, I missed you Sunday, just FYI, being our hostess for today. And for Ms. Barbara, thank you so much for standing in the gap. And for the prayer warriors this morning, I absolutely appreciate you, Monty, Ms. D, who prayed? Andrew, and I think that's it. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. Just a quick reminder, the topic this morning, the power of order, the power of order. Dion, why are you talking about Gideon and the battle and the instructions and the this and the, oh, better, and the that? We are approaching our third year of ministry. Our third year of ministry, and for some of us, go finish what you were doing, and don't worry about that. You've given it to me. I've got it. Thank you. And for those that have been on the call for several months, several weeks, some of us just about from inception, I know Miss Barbara is an absolute veteran, Miss D, Susie, there are so many of you that have been with us for quite some time, and the order and the structure of the call itself has changed and transitioned a multiplicity of times, but I thank God for the orders and instructions that he's given me, and the amazing part is I never in a million years thought 3 years later here we would be not only still going strong, but having the ability to watch lives literally change and transition, people mature in Christ. And I believe a lot of that has to do with instruction and a willing heart. And so, again, for those of you that are not familiar with that saying that God gave me, process, preparation, position, promise, then he gave me 4 additional words, understanding, balance, patience, and wisdom, which cooperate in order to get us to the next place and to the next level and to the next format of God. The call itself is really a very well-oiled machine, thanks to you all, thanks to the willing hearts that get up every day in spite of how sleepy sometimes we all are, I believe. We have managed with the instruction of God, the very specific instruction of God, to watch one another grow and be stretched. Relationships have been developed and established and absolutely solidified. I believe some of us love each other just as hard as we would a family member or a very dear friend that we've had for years and years and years. And God has strategically done that so that he could accomplish his will. Let's not get it twisted. It is not about our agenda. I don't have an agenda for you all. The only agenda I have is making sure that God is pleased with it, what it is that I do. And I'm glad about it this morning. I'm grateful that he called me a Gideon and that he knows that if nothing else, I'm going to show up. And I'm going to do my very, very best to follow the instructions that he gives because I know that it is key and coined to the things that he has for you all to do, to be, to experience, to have, and to accomplish in the immediate future. And so let me just kind of tie together some of the scriptures and some of the word and even some of the Stephen Covey reading that I shared this morning and kind of give you an idea. And I'm going to have everybody ask questions. So first and foremost, Dion, why do we allow the line to be noisy in the morning? Why do we say hello? Why do we greet? Why is it that, you know, sometimes I can get on the line and I get frustrated because people are talking over each other? How many of you know how important it is to be acknowledged? It's really, really important to be acknowledged and for people to know that you're a real girl or a real boy, that you are not, absolutely not Pinocchio, that you require human stimulation, that you require, and even though we can't touch one another, I believe we touch one another with our sounds, with our voices. So just for those that are newer to the call, I want you to understand why we do that every day. Why do we let the kids say good morning? They need to know that somebody cares about them because the streets will try to convince them that nobody does. And we want to put that lie to bed and to sleep. And so why did we celebrate Nyjah's birthday? Before she gets to school, before anybody knows it's her birthday, she will know she has people that appreciate and value her life and that are actually in real life praying for them. You ever ask somebody to pray for you? Honey, you know full well they ain't a bit more prayed than the man on the moon. Them kids know that we pray for them. Solomon and Kwame and Monica Evans and Ezra and Aria and so many of the other children that have the ability to hear how much we love one another, and we're perfect strangers. They've never seen our faces. And so us greeting in the morning is not accidental. Dion, how come you have a host for the day? Because somebody needs to be in place to set the order of what the call will look like every single day. Dion, why do you have a scheduler? Because it's a whole bunch of work, and it's not necessarily about the schedule. It's about the training and understanding how to hear what sounds go together and what will provoke or invoke the presence of the Lord in the mornings. Dion, how come at so-and-so time, at 6:08, you say, mute the line? It is the set order. It's the set order. So I just kind of wanted to reiterate certain things. Dion, how come we don't speak in tongues on the line? Now, there are times that we do. We absolutely believe in it. We absolutely know it's necessary. We know that it edifies the body of Christ, and there is at times interpretation where the Lord will give a tongue to someone and it is interpreted so that we can all be strengthened. However, what we don't do is just randomly speak in tongues in the course of our corporate prayer. That is very intimate. That is very private. So just FYI, while you're praying on the set orders of the day, we've asked, because there are so many different people from so many different faiths and so many different walks of life, there are people who don't know if they believe what we believe just yet. What we don't ever want to do is confuse them. Dion, how come you say pray for children and for families and then pray for state and government and then pray for nations? Because that's what we're called to, and so it's really important that we cover all the bases in the morning. So, Dion, what is the standard? God gives you the standard. There is something ingrained in you, something embedded in who you are. I just want to help us. There is a difference between private prayer and corporate prayer. There's a difference between collective praise and individual prayer. And so we have to be very, very mindful that we're not using filler words, which is why we say, study the Word of God, 2 Timothy 2:15, to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of God. So I want us to be very, very mindful that we're not just interjecting filler words, and that your prayer in the morning, if you are in the lineup, is essential to somebody's transition in not only who they are, but where they're headed. And you could be the paradigm for someone. You could be the thing that helps them identify or changes their point of view or changes their perception or even changes the square in which they stand. They might just be moved by you, but you could also be the hindrance. And we have to be very, very careful how we do things, why we do things, when we do things, and intentional about that which we do. Because in real life, guys, the structure of the call, I didn't know what to do. I had no clue. God gave it to me step by step. When we have a closer, the closer should close, which just means that if somebody's closing, I shouldn't hear you over them. It is their responsibility to close it out, and the order was set very deliberately and intentionally. And we might get excited, but always remember this, and this is just, again, we're just setting order. There are some major things that are about to happen with DV, and I know I keep talking about it. It's very intentional because I want you to remember, yes, this is a prayer call, but we are a nonprofit organization, and the goal is to not just bless us, but to bless other people. So when the call got so big that it was hard to know people's voices, the Lord allowed it to be cut back because everybody can't go. Everybody can't go. Who can go is those that are hungry for him. Not for DV, not for me. I don't require a fanfare. Anybody that knows me, I could care absolutely less. But what I want is us to be prepared, and I want us to be in order, because when the order is set, no different than when Gideon and the troops, the 300 that went with him, they were given a command to blow the trumpet. Well, the command was given to Gideon. Gideon gave it to the soldiers, and they won without a fight. That's what I want each and every one of us to do in our lives. And I also want you to be prepared for your Gideon moment. Because I assure you, if you're a part of this call on a constant basis, Bubbly, when God blows the trumpet for you, when God calls you out, you don't have time to be afraid. And I know I'm talking a lot this morning, but I need you to get it. I talked about the perception because sometimes we have systems in place that don't always work for everything. Some of us, if you're anything like I was, extremely rebellious, which is as unto witchcraft, I made my own rules up as I went. And breaking the rules slowed my pace. So it kept me from some places. It kept me from some things because I was not standing in order. Amen. Now I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to open the floor for some questions. Can you imagine a world without police? As many crooked cops as we have just as many really, really great law enforcement agencies and law enforcement professionals who love their job and who mean it from the bottom of their heart. But I can't imagine that there be no judicial system. And yeah, no, it's not always fair. I'm totally clear. But in the event that something happened to your loved one, you would certainly want there to be justice to be served. Well, that's what court systems and legal systems and all of that is. It is to ensue absolute order. And so sometimes what I notice is when my house is clean, when things are in their proper place, I think more clearly. A lot more gets done. I.e., so is the call. Our responsibility to one another, for real, like us saying over and over again, can you please mute your phone? Now, look at here. You know you keep calling this line every single day, and you're going to hear the same steps and process. At this, 3 years later, we probably shouldn't have to say that all the time. And I'm not fussing. I just want us to be clear, because one day, and hear me when I say this, one day somebody's going to call that has the ability to change your future. Let me say that one more time. One day somebody's going to call that has the ability to change your future. The reason that I say that is because if my life changes, if God does something to promote me, what do y'all think is going to happen for you? Or vice versa. It could be Ravonda. It could be Carol. It could be Bernice. Who knows who it is? But one day somebody is going to call who has access to something that you need to change your life forever. And what I would love for them to hear when they do call is order, not Darth Vader. I would love for them to hear prayers of the righteous that availeth much, that come from the very bottom of your heart, that are being poured out so that somebody's life could be changed. Somebody's family member might be saved as a result of your prayer. So us and a lackluster or an inability to express ourselves because we're distracted. If you're distracted, do all of us a favor, including yourself, and just say, I can't do it today. I'm not going to be able to do it. And so with that said, I will open the floor for any questions. Anybody have anything they want to ask me? Did that help somebody? And even if I offended you, you could say that too. Y'all know I got thick skin.
Yeah, this is Tanya. It did bless me, and it just made me think about a lot of things that I heard God say to do. And so... thank you, my sister. I appreciate that. Appreciate your declaration.
Amen.
Dion, this is Diane.
Hey.
I just want to say I appreciate your declaration because it's one that I feel was much, much needed. Because I don't know if everybody on this call knows what prayer is, but prayer is detrimental to your life, your health, those you're praying for, everyone on this call. Just as God gave Gideon instruction, he gave Dion instruction. And those instructions are not to be altered by anyone because God gave those instructions to her for this call. And I live by rules and regulations. I serve in ministry by rules and regulation because if there's no regulation or instruction, people do things in their own eyes as the Bible speaks. So I think this declaration was much, much needed. You need to take this declaration to heart and take prayer to heart because God gives us prayer. Prayer is a command that we pray because our lives are tied to it. Our health is tied to it. If we don't pray, we deny God's help in our life. We deny God's help in other people's lives, the other people that we're praying for. If we don't take this seriously, we could truly cause somebody to lose their life rather than saving their life. And I think that everyone on this call needs to follow the order that was given. When we pray, we need to pray for those things that the call had, the order of the call. Just as the call is structured, we need to pray that way and not lean to our own understanding because a lot of times we go off on tangent. We pray about everything but what we're supposed to pray for. And nobody is getting healed. Nobody is getting prayer is going through because there has to be order. And if order has been given, it is imperative. I can't stress it enough, imperative that we follow it. In Jesus' name, as I pass it back to Dion. Thank you for that
declaration. Dion, this is Ravonda.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I want to go after
Ravonda. This is Ravonda. Okay. Enjoy the declaration this morning. Really have. It was just a joy hearing from you this morning. And we serve at the same ministry. And one of the things that I absolutely love is organized chaos. And you cannot be free to be creative unless there is a prescribed order. And I appreciate the Victory Prayer Line. I have been a part of it now going on 3 years, and love how it's evolving and how people don't, even though people know my sound, I really realize that it doesn't take, it took me in the beginning, but let me say this one thing. I remember when I was really going through some things when I was the worship leader at PFDC, and that was about maybe a 3-year span. And I walked into Pastor Coleman's office, you know, and that was kind of right after the shooting, you know, and I told him, I said, you know, I need some time off. I said, because I'm not, you know, I'm really not coping with some things, and I needed to grieve. I needed to grieve over some things that I had lost. And I said, I need some time. And he said, you know what? He said, he keep calling me Miss Rowe. I'm affectionately known by Pastor Coleman as Miss Rowe. He said, Miss Rowe, he said, you know what? He said, take all the time you need. He said, because just like God put you in place, he'll put somebody in place. He said, and I don't want you to think for one moment that you have to be here for this to work. Just like God supplied you, he'll supply somebody else. And in Christendom, you know, in our past, how we've been reared and everything, and sometimes we will be offended by that statement, but it was very liberating because I realized that I have followed under the prescribed order of my pastor. And I've got paper, I have stuff that I've scribed, written down, and everything that I saw where I followed what he told me to do. And when I took my time off, the worship ministry didn't fall for 1 minute. I was so blessed by that because in my former ministry, that it was always about showing up, you know, wounded, whatever. You know, nobody noticed the patch over my eye. Nobody noticed, you know, the arrow through my heart or whatever. But it was a blessing for him to say, go ahead and do it. Number one, he saw what I did. And it was the prescribed order of the house, how I did it. And when I had to step away, it didn't fall for one moment. I can't tell you not one moment in PFCC's history of the worship ministry that it failed. There was always somebody in place, and the Lord showed me, you know, that you know what? If you want to be creative, first you have to know the order. What is it that I have to do? What is it that I have to be? What has to be in place for me to be creative with this thing that I'm doing? You know, because at any moment that if I have to be in it for it to work, then something I'm doing is wrong.
Right. Absolutely.
So, it was wonderful. Enjoy yourself.
Real quick, Dee Dee, before you go, let me just say this. I want to make sure everybody understands this is not a dictatorship. Like, I'm not really the boss is what I'm trying to say. I'm not really the boss, and thank you for that. I got that. I'm not really the boss. All I am is a conduit. My responsibility is to lead people to leadership, is to take the fear or the sting out of what it looks like to be the leader. I have grown in leaps and bounds as a result of following the prescription, the prescribed process that God has given me. And in the process of following the prescription, I have been healed. I have been delivered. My fears, the things that I was terrified of, God has taken the sting out of. And again, you guys remember, I say this kind of often, but perfect love casts out all fear. We are here to love on one another, to pray for one another, to encourage one another, not our individual selves. So with regard to intercession is no wise in any way about you. And so hear me when I say it. Intercession, when we pray corporately or collectively in the mornings, it's not specific to you. It's not specific to your families, and that might sound really selfish, but I challenge you to look up the word intercession and what it means. We do pray for our families, one for another, but while you are in the prayer lineup, be very mindful that your prayers are guided toward others and not self. It's not about you feeling good. It is about invoking God to movement on our behalf. If that makes sense. Go ahead, Dee.
Oh, wow. Jesus, I thank you for that amazing declaration, and it's right on time. I just want to say that this Declare Victory for almost 3 years, I can agree with Rabonda and Diane, has grown me up. And again, it's not about me, but I'm glad that God ordered my steps to be a part of such an amazing family. And we're not a church. We're just a bunch of believers that love the Lord. All 66 books of God's special resources provide instruction. So I just wanted to encourage someone that getting your word a little bit more if you don't understand, because it truly is a flow. Intercessory prayer is praying on the behalf of others. It has nothing to do with us. We have to know how to intercede effectively. Prayer is effective when it is done in belief and not doubt. And also to know the word, you have to get in the word. So I'm just so excited because this was so needed, because when you really think about it, day after day, all the ministries that have been birthed, I'm grateful because, like Dion said as well, it's made me bolder in the areas I was a little fearful of. Yeah, I'm radical. Yeah, I may be over the top. I love to have fun, but I love the Lord, and I love to intercede. I love to pray. I love to edify. I love to encourage, because that's what we are called to do. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, and we have to know the word. We have to know how to apply the word, and thank you for the order, because Prayer Warrior 1 has the order, Prayer Warrior 2 has the order, Prayer Warrior 3 and Prayer Warrior 4, even the greeter, even the host, even the scripture reader, even the announcer. When you are reading prayer requests, you have to know, you have to be ready. And you know what, I'm going to say this because I've had to do it because I greeted my church. Certain Sunday mornings, if I'm feeling some type of way, if I can't get me together spiritually, I'm not going to stand at the front door and greet anybody and I'm not right. Because it rubs off. So maybe if it's a morning and you're in lineup, if you really have to get you together, take a pass. It's okay, because we're impacting lives. There's an order, but to know the flow, you have to know the word. That's all I want to say. Because power of prayer, power of order, it is amazing. It is big and it is great. I just love you all, and just continue to grow and go and keep moving forward. I love y'all. Keep going.
Hey, man, good stuff, Dee. Super good stuff. And again, just a quick reminder, it's not about telling you what to do. There have been, you know, a lot of times I get feedback from people, you know, that feel away, that think away, that, you know, again, paradigm. There's a paradigm or understanding or perspective shift. The reality is, if you are not around people who have a desire for you to be better, and one of the major things with Declare Victory, the gala, as well as there is going to be an upcoming concert in 2016 that is dedicated to our youth and education. I am a teacher. It took me 43 years to be able to say that out loud and be good with it. I am a teacher. But more than being a teacher, I am a leader. God has given me strategies and understanding about how to bind people up and how to identify gifts and how to push people toward their 10. And you know, to the degree where people stop bothering me, leave me alone. And there are still some of you hiders, and I'm coming for you, just FYI. there are still some of you that make excuses for your greatness. And I know that it can at times be uncomfortable, and I know it can be a little bit frustrating, because when you're not ready in your mind, again, there's a need for a paradigm shift, a perspective shift, an understanding shift. But how can you remember that you're great? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You are great. You were created to lead. You were designed for purpose and for greatness, and because of you, somebody's life will be changed. I would be remiss if I did not operate in that which God gave me to operate in, and that is I'm a great leader. It's what I do. I love connecting people. I am a conduit. I am the one that puts people together so that there is a chemistry and an end result, because at the end of the day, it is that God get the glory out of your life, even when you don't get it. God will surround you with people who remind you of being great. And sometimes we get thrown off balance. Sometimes we're a little bit off kilter. But what I do know, if I don't know anything else, there are state and government agencies, local businesses. They all have a handbook. They all have a manual. There is an order of how things are set, which gets them to the next level. There's another book, From Good to Great, and I remember sharing that before, and I'll post a couple of these books. And even though they are considered, quote-unquote, secular books, they are very, very, very spiritually principled. And they will elude to their higher power. And I know you can kind of read some of them and know without a question. They're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, fire, baptized, and ready to go. But they got to get the word out to the masses. Again, understanding balance, patience, and wisdom. There are certain things that we have to understand that are key and coin to transition in life for others, where it becomes a selfless act to follow the rules. So it's cool to have your own ideas and your own precepts. As soon as God gives you the release to have your own call, do that. And I get that everybody has their own identity and their own method and their own process, but I promise you, when God gives you a formula, and like we could teach, each and every one of you ought to be able to teach somebody how to do this. You ought to be able to teach somebody how to do this and it be effective, because it's super cookie cutter. Like, I could not be on the call. Y'all don't know if I'm here or when I'm here some of the times. Sometimes I don't say two words. All I do is oversee and listen to make sure that things are running smoothly. And you have no idea that it's training you. When you get in a position to have to moderate anything, you can do it. You get in a position to have to start a call, you can do it. You got it. You got it. God gave the formula. Now you, each and every one of you, have access. And if anybody has been called or pushed, or you feel God pushing you or leading you to do it, please tell me. I'd love to help. And it's not shade. I'm being super honest. I mean it. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about declare victory. It is about you declaring victory in your life. And sometimes it means taking a step forward or leaning to the other side. Sometimes that's what it means, and it's cool. I'm that type of chick. I'm okay with that. Anybody else have anything? Did the call? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Marcus.
Hey.
I wanted to share along the same lines of what Dee Dee was saying about taking some time off, because I've been in church and I've been, like, in leadership for, like, since I was a kid almost. And, like, it's so true that as leaders, sometimes we can get so caught up in doing the job that we seldom take time to take off and take care of ourselves. And this last, maybe like 2 weeks ago, I took time off. Just like sporadically, because I felt like I needed to not be on the job. And so I took that Sunday off and I went to church with my daughter. And man, I tell you, I have not felt the Spirit like that in years. And it's a shame that, well, not really a shame, but it was good for me because I needed that so much. And it really helped me. It healed me. It really, really blessed me to not have to be responsible for something, but I was being blessed and poured into. So I definitely want to encourage everyone else, you know, somebody else who may be experiencing the same thing, take the time off to take care of yourself, because we often don't do that.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Marcus. I'm sorry, I didn't realize. Somebody else was going to say something?
Hey, Dee Dee, it's Cindy. It's Cindy. Good morning. I just wanted to thank you for, you know, God is a God of order. And, you know, he's a God of order, and I appreciate you taking a station identification to just, you know, reiterate what we're about and what we're doing and what our purpose is. And because of the order, a lot of us have been blessed. A lot of us have been stretched because of the order, you know. So I just want to say thank you for, you know, giving us a station identification. You know, I've been in corporate America most of my life, and it's always good when our leader comes in and kind of gives us, you know, kind of sets things back in order and gives us the plan of where we're going. You know, it's just good to see and hear from our leader every now and again. So I just appreciate you for that this morning, and God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
You know, Dionne, I just want to speak to Marcus, speak to what Marcus said. That was awesome to take some time off because, and I'm going to go back to what Pastor Coleman told me. You know, and he basically said, this will still go on without you. And most of us will be offended if we're in a leadership position or if we're doing some teaching or whatever, if a pastor tells you, you know, go ahead and do what you got to do. It's going to go on without you. It spoke volumes to me because I had never heard that. And I had to go home and decide whether I was going to rest in that or if I was going to be offended in that. But today you talk to the prescribed order. You know, there's a prescription. And when we think about a prescription, it's the thing that makes us better, makes us feel better, do better, be better, you know. And I thank God for that because it took the heavy off, you know, because often we try to be God in a situation and, you know, what we want to do the work of the Lord. Do we really think that God needs us? He could do it without us. And once you get that mindset, it's so much better. You're able to breathe, and you know what? You find the joy. Because at the point that we always feel that we have to sacrifice for ministry, then we're not walking in his rest. And we talked about his rest on yesterday, I believe. It was either yesterday. We heard the message on rest. But really, walking in the rest is knowing that, you know what? God got us. God got this. I just show up. How are you going to use me, Lord? You know? And so it was a blessing for him to tell me, Miss Rowe, you know what? It's good. It's still going to go on without you. You got to take care of you.
Ravonda, or Dion, I'm sorry. That's so true because if you're spiritually in a coma, because that happens, you're so overwhelmed trying to just do everything and pour yourself so, or, you know, you're so thin because you're trying to be at every single ministry, every single prayer, everything, that you're burnt and you're no good for anyone. You do have to put the oxygen mask on, and it's okay to sit down for a minute and catch your breath, take a seat somewhere, sit down and rest and replenish yourself so you can be effective. Because if you burnt out, you ain't helping nobody. Your worship is whack. Your prayers are pitiful. I mean, I'm just being real. I witness it sometimes. You can tell people are heavy and you need to fall back and replenish. That's it.
Definitely super duper good stuff from each of you. Thank you all for sharing. You know, one of the major things is I'm just excited about your futures. I'm excited about what God is doing with and through you in ministry because I know that as a result of the order, as a result of the structure, my life has changed. I mean, like, for real, in real life. It's some stuff that I used to do when, you know, when the call started. I just can't do it no more. I can't. I ain't saying I don't want to now. I'm just saying I can't because I know that your life is connected to mine. I know that because of the order, there are some things that I am accountable for, and I know that people are watching me. But look at this. Get this. If you take the time to read Judges, and again, it's the chapter in and of itself is a great read. I love Bible stories. They are usually so creative and so poignant to where we are, and there's something relatable in all of it. If you are new to Bible reading, I'd suggest you read it either Message or NIV. But when God called Gideon out, you know, he was like, "Who, me? Who, I?" And then not only did he call him out, but he gave him the specifics in 7 and 8. And then so it was process, preparation, position, promise. The beautiful thing is they won because they followed the prescription to the letter. And so it made his worship effective. It made, and when even when you war for God, it's worship. Whenever you do what God has for you to do in the order that he gives it, that's a form of worship because that's what we were created to do. When you are operating in that which God gave you to do, it's just what we were created to do. Anybody else have something? Anybody?
Deanne, I've been itching to say something, but I'm driving, and I have my sister in the car with me, so I wasn't able to say anything, but I'm going to say just one thing. I thank God for your obedience. This call has just totally changed my life. It's made me get in my word. It's made me get in my word more, and I just thank God for your obedience.
Amen. You could have said more, Miss Barbara. We don't mind that you're in the car.
Well, I just figured the noise might be too much, but God is so awesome. And I find myself seeking him more. There are things that I was doing when the call first started, too. You know, we stopped. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I want to. I ain't going to lie and say I don't want to. But I just can't do it.
Right. I'm with you, Miss B.
Look at all the ministries that came from this call too. That's dope. That's so dope. And I know because
of my girl.
This call is ridiculous in a good way. It saved some lives. It saved some jail time. I ain't in jail today. Thanks God for y'all, prayer warriors.
Hey, it's
Ken.
Can you guys hear me?
We can.
Yeah.
Yes, darling. Okay.
Hey, I enjoyed the call. You know, I am one of order and structure. It's how I'm wired, and so it was really exciting to me. And I think it's necessary every, you know, at least once, maybe twice a year, to go over the order and the purpose and the reason so that people get an idea. Because you have people, new people that are coming, they don't really, they come in the middle of when things have started. So I want to share two things. One is that when we start to call and beyond, said, okay, so we're going to be fasting on Wednesday. I'm like, man, it ain't enough that we got to get up at 6 o'clock now. She wants us to fast every week, too. And I have to tell you that there are some days that I absolutely do not want to fast. Like, it's a struggle for me. But I realize that that is the flesh part of me that just does not want to give in. And I go ahead and do it, you know, and I'm not mumbling and grumbling and complaining, but initially starting that morning, you know, am I going to fast? Well, I'm, you know, and so I ultimately do. So I praise God for the ability to be able to say to my flesh, no, we're not eating food today. And that's how I make a decision to fast. That's how I was taught. And so I go without food. The second thing was, When Dionne made the announcement about how God was dealing with her about, you know, speaking in tongues and, you know, because that's a part of prayer, you know, prayer language and this and the other. And initially I felt not really some kind of way, but I was like, oh, I don't know about that. But as she explained it, am I giving feedback? Is that my call?
Somebody's call is on speakerphone and they need to turn it off.
Okay. Or just me.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't me.
No, it's
okay,
not you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to wrap it up with this. So because I am a Pentecostal believer, I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe in
a prayer language I believe in. As the Spirit of God gives utterance. Nobody taught me how to speak in tongues. I didn't take a class. I didn't pay no money. I don't practice it. It is a gift from God. And I have my, I'm not going to go into that, but what I want to say is that initially I had to think about it because she said, Tanya, if you consider the fact that we have people from a variety of different denominations, you know, we're not a church, we're not teaching a particular doctrine, it made sense to me because what we don't want to do is offend people and turn them away before they really understand just because for lack of understanding. And so here's what she's saying. She's not saying that we don't speak in tongues. If you feel that thing bubbling up, put your phone on mute. Because just because we feel the Spirit of God come over us, it does not make us crazy. It does not make us, we have control. We are fully aware and conscious. If you got some kind of spirit and you can't control it and you're wilding out, that's a spirit. It's just probably not the Spirit of God. So again, what she's saying is that you feel it coming up, press mute, go on and do what you need to do. When you get it back together, take yourself off mute during corporate prayer is what we're talking about. Because, again, we're not a church. We don't want to throw people off. We don't want to be teaching you something that is not taught at your church, and then, you know, you're confused. So I just wanted to shed that light. Thank you.
And that's good. And there may be a time, because I am absolutely spirit-led, where I ask you to use your language. But outside of that, we've had exposure to what that looks like. But outside of that, just out of respect for perhaps somebody's immaturity spiritually, they may have been taught that's horrible and you shouldn't do that. You know what I mean? And so we just don't want to, we try not to touch on doctrinal issues because there are so many people. You guys have no idea the number of different faiths and denominations that actually participate on the call. Some of them Church of Christ who don't necessarily even believe in, you know, there being a bunch of music and, you know, so on and so forth. So we always want to be mindful. We might have Muslims on the line. You never know, or Israelites, and, you know, they all believe very different things. And so we just want to be mindful and let people know we tell the truth in love, and it does not negate or change that I absolutely have a language. I certainly utilize it, use it very often in my private prayer time, which you should have as well. Amen. Anybody else?
Hey, Dion, this is Bubbly. Thank you.
Hey,
that's all I have to say. And I love you.
You're welcome.
And I love the today.
Amen. Amen. Good
love stuff. You, Dion.
Love you, too. Yeah, I really do. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for hearing my heart. There may be some folks that never call again. And guess what, y'all? Tell you a little secret. That's okay. That's absolutely okay. But for those of us that heard my
heart.
Hey, Dion. Yes, ma'am.
This is Imani. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Imani.
I hear that back. Hey, I just want to say thank you again, and I'm going over the order and how much I appreciate the call, that it's just not one person leading it. It's a multitude
yes.
of people. And if you want to be involved, you can get in that that roster to be involved. I love that. I love the fact that you have different people praying because you never know what voice might touch someone. And the fact that the hellos, at first I was a little thrown off by the hellos, but I see that how important it is because everyone needs to be acknowledged because everyone has a purpose. So I really, really appreciate that. And
amen.
I can't say it enough how much the call has blessed me and my family. So thank you all.
Amen. Praise God.
Have we heard from Sister Julia today? I haven't heard her voice.
No, I haven't heard from her.
She's on the line.
Yeah, this morning she requested prayer.
Okay. Amen. Anybody else have anything as we're approaching 8 a.m.? Anybody else have anything they'd like to share or interject? Or?
Yeah, this is Cedric. I just want to say, how's everybody doing?
We are fine.
I do want to say the call has blessed me. Usually I'm on, I'm listening on mute while I'm going to work on BART. So y'all hear the BART train, most likely that's me. But as far as being able to clear my mind and getting walking the job with some joy in my heart, you know, and that's just a good feeling. It's just be able to walk in and work with some joy, the word of God in your heart and in your spirit. And so you got a smile on your face. And so, you know, that's a good thing. And so I love y'all and I appreciate y'all. Like I say, I'm the one that be on mute all the time, but I just want to say thank y'all and I appreciate y'all and I love y'all.
See, now that right there, that's dope. That just hearing Sid's voice this morning was absolutely positively priceless. Sid, thanks for jumping off mute. You know, it will also encourage some of the other men that just because you don't hear the men on the call does not mean they are not there. Amen.
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 Amen. That's some good stuff, Sid, and we absolutely love you and your family back. Thanks for sharing your wife and your kids. And I don't know if any of you guys here, but the kids are excited about saying good morning, honey, and get mad when we overtalk them, baby. He's like, wait, it's Solomon. It's Solomon. Honey, you better say hi to Solomon. My child.
Anthony.
Anthony. It's Anthony. Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
This is Patty Dion, and I really enjoyed the declaration this morning. And you know, you made a comment just a few minutes ago about there might be people that are having a problem and they might not return, and of course it's okay if they don't. But I guess for myself, I don't understand how order would be a problem with someone and not returning. But I appreciate the order and how things, sometimes I don't say much, sometimes I might say too much. But I appreciate it. I appreciated the things that you that God gave to you today, and I believe in order myself. So I think that it was outstanding. So thank you very much.
Amen. Super, super good stuff. Great dialogue. And I hope that it blesses somebody, because one day, I assure you, you'll be in my position. You keep calling, you keep showing up, you keep jumping on the line, and the more you talk, the more you open up your mouth and release your sound in the earth, it's like the trumpet when Gideon and the warriors went to go and fight the battle. You start to overcome some things, some walls begin to fall, some chains begin to be broken, not only in your life, but in the lives of those that God has assigned you to reach. And each and every one of, we can't all individually, independently reach everybody. But there are certain people in your path that you were designed to touch. There, you know, and so your sound, you know, some of us for real, decide not to declare, or decide not to pray, or decide not to read, or host, or greet, because we don't want the responsibility. Always keep in mind this, because I did not want this responsibility, y'all, is what I need you to get. And it seems like the more responsibility I assumed, the more that he gave me. And the more he gave me, the more he began to perfect systems. And the more he began to perfect systems, the more other people around me and connected to me began to change. And the more other people around me began to change, the more other people around them began to change. And you got to understand that it's really just a matter of showing up, following the instructions, executing, and moving forward in what it is that God gave you to do. I don't have no desire to be the boss of anybody, but I guarantee you this, I will not sit idly and let you sit idle and miss what God is trying to get to you because there's no order. And apologize for what God gave me to give you because I promise it works. I promise
Dion?
It works. When the call, yes.
Sorry. Can I say something
don't
real quick, Moni? Hi, everyone.
No,
Moni.
You can't say nothing, Moni Kita.
And, you know, there, I appreciate order. I appreciate that reminder. It's great. You know, that's something that needs to be said often. There really are people that, you know, we don't even know are on the call, you know, and they're learning and listening from us. And let's take, for example, my daughter. She's 14 years old. You all don't know she's been on a call because she won't talk. But she's learning from everyone. She's learning how to pray. She's learning how to open up in prayer. She's learning how to close in prayer. She's learning how to say hallelujah. You know, she's learning how to say, she's learning the things, she's asking a lot of questions like, Mom, what are they doing? Or what is she talking about? Or she said this, or you know, then when she prays, when we pray together, we're starting to see some things. So, you know, we really need to be careful because there are people out there that don't say hi in the morning and they're learning. Some of them are kids. Some of them are baby Christians. So we want to be a good example in everything that we do for Declare Victory.
Hey,
and
man.
I just wanted to share that.
And that was a great show, Moni. Yep. Love me some Moni, some Mona Kia, Kita, baby. That heifer right there. Yes, I said heifer. That heifer. Woo! I love me some Moni, baby. Honey, Moni gets it in. Honey, Moni,
hey,
when I say holds it down, yes, ma'am.
No, because I like how she kind of tell you what you're going to do. It's not a question.
Yes, baby.
Amen.
Oh,
yes, she's
oh,
good
yes.
at telling you.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. That's my sugar foot right there, honey. That baby gets it in. You hear me? You hear me what I say?
Yes. Amen, Moni.
We appreciate you, Moni. I hear Brother Jeff trying to chime in. Go on, Brother Jeff.
You know, I'd be listening.
Wait a minute, you muffle. We want to be able to hear what you got to say. You are a mighty man of value. What you say is valuable. Get closer.
Okay, it might be my headset. Did you guys hear me?
I hate your headset. We got to, can somebody, y'all want to donate $3 so we can get Brother Jeff a headset? Because that one is the worst.
Okay, is that better?
Okay, there you go. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'd be listening to people real closely, and I just love it when I hear total transparency. The fact that you were one that was resistant to structure and following directions, that God would choose you to bring Declare Victory prayer line into existence. So it's empowering for us, at least it is for me, to hear growth and change in someone that I perceive to be a powerful woman of God. And you often use the prayer call as a training ground. So your declaration, my goodness. Oh, you're going to have to do it again, as Tanya said, maybe once or twice a year because it's needed. So, you know, when I look at my own behavior and growing up and being rebellious and being a rule breaker, wanting to bend the rules, and so I know that I need structure. I know that I need discipline. And, you know, I've been on a couple of other prayer calls, and I benefit from them all. But this particular prayer line, my God, this particular prayer line, it has power, and it has enhanced all the teachings that I received through the years, you know, from where I receive my spiritual guidance from. And when we say thank you, Dion, and we are acknowledging you, it's because of what God has done for us through you, through your obedience. So I'm listening clearly, and I'm learning how to follow directions. What I learned from this prayer line to apply in my daily affairs. Oh, thank you, Lord. So when I'm bending down to slop up the water, I'm watching and I'm listening because I want to win. See, those 300, they was one that was able to follow directions, and they wanted to win.
But look, Jeff, get this real quick. They didn't just follow directions. It was an innate behavior, which means you know how you might get something from the store. It has in bags this labeled A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It has all the different pieces and particles that go with it connected directly to it. There are things for the folks that are still on the line. It might just be 35 of us. I don't know. It might just be 25 of us. But for the ones that are still on the call that can still hear me, there are things inside of you that are very similar to the things inside of me, which is why God connected us together. There are things in you that I need. There are things in me that you need. No different than you saying, I was always a rule breaker, Brother Jeff. And still, sometimes, I break the rules differently, though, because the spirit in which I do it is very specific. Like I've been told before, you can't wear pants to church. Well, then I ain't coming here. Or when I show up, I'm going to have these pants on because it does not negate or negotiate the posture of my heart. Does that make sense?
Amen.
And so
yeah, it makes
what
sense.
It does is incite change in other people because I love the Lord with everything that I have. If I had on a halter top, which I'm not going to do because I respect me, but I also respect those around me that may not be where I'm at spiritually. But at the end of the day, we all have an innate desire to lack. We all, it's just in us. For those that are still on the call, baby, it's something in you so special. And I wish you guys could see what I see in each and every one of you. Well, I'm going to say this. Don't call me and say, well, I was thinking about XYZ. And I say, okay, we'll do it. Don't tell me you're going to pray about it. You had already lost sleep before you asked me about it. Get it done. It's good. When you got that kind of freedom, you know, all within order, but you know what God told you to do. Don't be scared of your greatness. Don't be scared of your ability to lead. Don't be scared of your ability to motivate somebody else to greatness. Every single one of you have a lapping mentality. Every single one of you, hiding or not, it don't matter to me. All I'm telling you is this: you getting in your own way, and you got stuff to do. Ain't nobody got time to hide right now. The hour is critical. The hour is critical. You hear me? For real. And the longer you take to jumpstart, and some of us ain't no. I'm not 22. I'm 43 years old. I wasted plenty of time because I didn't have a declared victory. I had a Tanya, though. I had a Tanya by the grace of God. But I'm just telling you guys, be encouraged to be your great right now. Quit making excuses.
Hallelujah.
And don't get tempted. Don't get tempted. Procrastination is the greatest time eater upper you will ever run into. I'm going to do it next year. Honey, listen, tomorrow ain't promised. You better get it in. If don't nobody else believe in you, we do. I know you can. I know God gave it to you to do. I know he did, or you wouldn't get up every day at 6 o'clock and now it's 8:10 and you still holding on to your receiver.
Hallelujah.
That's all, y'all. I love you so much. But I'm just so glad that God loves us more. And I'm believing God for your greatness, and I'm believing that he'll give you an order and a plan and a prescription specific to your life and the people that you're connected to and the people that you haven't even encountered yet because you haven't walked into your greatness. But I implore you today, step forward, move forward, trust God, allow him to cultivate you, allow the breaking process and the pruning process. Absolutely, it hurts like hell. Do you hear me? It's super uncomfortable. Super duper, but the extraction process and the blossoms thereafter are so worth the investment in you and your purpose. Just trust the process and ask God for some understanding, some balance, some patience, and some wisdom. Don't be so deep. Relax and just pick one foot up and put it in front of the other. Pick one foot up and put it in front of the other. And before you know it, you're going to be in places you never expected to be in because you took the time and you had the courage to pick one foot up and put it in front of the other. But go, man, do, be, have, see, live. That's all. I love y'all. Heck of much. Anybody else before we go?
This is Sister Gloria.
Yeah.
I just have to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Who is that?
Sister Gloria.
Hey, Sister Gloria.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
what
ma'am.
You said about leading us to leadership, you were answered to my prayers for years. This group has changed my life, and it has changed the lives of others that are coming in contact with me. I just praise God that you're affirming what God is doing. And it's a joy, unspeakable joy. I just thank God for all of you. Thank you
praise
so
God.
Much. Thank you.
Praise God. That's what it's all about, man. That's why I get up every day at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. And the more you open your mouth and you open your mouth and you open your mouth and you open your mouth, honey, one more time just before we go. Honey, take that pointer finger, point it up to our great and awesome God, and then point it right back to yourself. I am a leader. It's what I was created to do. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There is nothing impossible to them that believe. Because Emmanuel lives, I expect victory every time. Believe. Trust the process. Get in position and have an expectation of the promise because the battle don't belong to you. All you got to do is show up and blow your trumpet. Honey, that's your sound. That's all. That's your. You owe the world your sound. It's what you were created to do.
Could you say that one more time? I'm sorry. Did you hear? Did you get that epiphany? Anybody other than me? Show up and blow your trumpet. Open
that's
your
it.
Mouth. It
hallelujah.
Takes wind. It takes breath. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is why we encourage you people to open up your
hallelujah.
Mouth.
Hallelujah. That's
trumpet,
it.
Guys.
That's it.
Wow.
That thing right there. It's it. You
yes.
open your mouth and you make your sound. It is your responsibility. And the beautiful thing is, do you know how many times God used a trumpet to confound the enemy? A multiplicity of times. You can simply Google how many times was the trumpet blown. And get this. Before Christ arrives, there will be a trumpet. There will be a grand announcement in the earth. You can read it on your own, Revelation, all day long. Before he comes, right before he comes, the trumpet will sound. Guess what, y'all? Can I tell y'all a little secret? And he just dropped this thing in my spirit right here, fresh off the press, just for you. We are the trumpet.
Hallelujah.
We are the trumpet.
Yes, Lord.
We
are the trumpet.
Yeah.
We,
yeah.
You are the trumpet. You are the trumpet. You are the trumpet. Can you imagine? We've been on this call, and God has allowed a sound to resonate. Sometimes it sounds like a mighty rushing wind. Sometimes it sounds like the water, which is the refreshing and the restoring of life. Sometimes it sounds like a tornado, which we are in the earth when we're properly positioned. You are the sound. Your sound is necessary. We are that which will announce the soon coming of our King, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Honey, if you don't blow your trumpet, the rocks will cry out. Ain't no rock gonna cry out for me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I shall make a boast in the Lord and therein be glad. I will open up my mouth and declare the great works of our Savior because he's worthy of my sound. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
oh, God,
Lord.
Bless you, God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. Oh, God,
thank
we bless
God,
your name
God.
This morning. You are the trumpet, honey. You better start making some noise in this place.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
and don't you forget it. You are necessary. Honey, I absolutely got to be a part of the sound of that trumpet when it comes. I will not be silent on a God that's been so great, that makes all kind of noise in my life. Honey, he shakes things up. He destroys things with his infinite power. He opens up doors for me that no man can close. He keeps my heart from becoming bitter. I will bless the Lord. I will make a joyful noise unto our King because he's worthy, y'all.
Yes.
Straight up.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is worthy of all of our praise. And when we teach our children that their sound is valuable, when we teach our generations to come that their sound is necessary, they won't be afraid, and they won't be afraid of their faces. You hear me? Won't nobody be able to intimidate my kids. Good luck. Have fun, honey. They know who they are.
Yes,
and
Lord.
It's because God gave me order. There are certain things, honey, you say boyfriend to my son, they'd be like, boyfriend? She don't have no boyfriend. The face bunch up. Don't say that to my mama. She's going to tell you to read so-and-so and such-and-such. That's what our children need to know about us. Those are the things that make the difference in the generations to come. That you can depend on God when you can't trust nobody, when mama ain't there, when best friend ain't there. Honey, I can call upon the name of the Lord, and he shall answer me. While I'm praying, he's yet answering. So when we get on this call, it is mandatory that we give God the best of our service.
Yes, Lord.
It's necessary, y'all. You're necessary, man, for real. Like, you're necessary. You are necessary, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength. There's nothing you can't do. Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing you can't do. And I believe God for that. I know that God can and will do a great and mighty work through you if only you believe and you surrender and submit your heart and your life, your mind to order. And not my order, but his order. His order.
Yes. Yes.
I love y'all. It's 8:21. I got to go to this office. I sure hate it because I could do this all day long, baby. I can't even help it. I promise I can't.
Hallelujah.
This is my
thank
swear
you.
Right here.
Thank you. Ooh, Jesus.
I love y'all. I'm praying that this word stirs something up in you so that you know you are necessary. You're necessary. You are important. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. God has a plan for your life. Walk in it, man. Step up to it. Quit running. Don't be afraid. You don't have to be. If he be for you, what is the whole world against you?
Amen.
Nothing?
Amen.
Nothing. They can't do nothing with you. Baby, they can't do nothing with me. They tired of me. They talk about me, then they come on to be my friend. I love it. It's beautiful.
It's perfect. And the cold part is, y'all, I don't even be mad. It is what it is, good. Don't trip. I know it ain't personal. I know you're trying to figure it out. I know you're trying to figure it out, but bless God, I don't even get it. But I trust him. I trust him. Amen. With that said, all minds clear. Amen. Today is Kelly Tuesday. Don't forget about the lesson this evening, 7 p.m., TNT Bible study. I love you guys, but God loves you the absolute mostest. Trust him in all your ways. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And I promise y'all, he shall direct your path. The more you lean into him, the more he leans into you. That he is the vine and we are the branches. Just stay connected and keep going. Don't forget, it's Tell It Tuesday. Tell somebody, honey, you're necessary. I dare you to be part of the trumpet sound in the day and the hour that our King returns for his church without a spot or a wrinkle. Don't be caught without no oil, y'all. I'm going to go get my oil on right now. Love y'all. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Amen. Love you guys.